So, Charlie says, and I snap my attention back to him. Last night?
Oh, I just went home, got some sleep. I really needed it.
I'm saved by the arrival of food. Servers descend upon us, dropping off plates. My eyes move to the front table again. Jamie pours the woman next to him some wine. Turning back, I find a plate of little fishes staring up at me accusingly. Anchovies. Whole anchovies, with the heads still on.
They still have eyes, I murmur.
Tom, already digging in, nods happily.
Best part.
I slide my plate over to him. I'll wait for the lasagna.
You were saying something about needing it?
Charlie prods. Yeah, I was exhausted, and probably adrenaline or something. I don't know for sure if what happened last night is supposed to be a secret. I'm just assuming Jamie wouldn't want his students to know he slept with one of them. But Charlie's far too perceptive. He's a bloodhound. If there's the faintest scent of scandal in the room, Charlie will sniff it out. He sips his wine.
Did you not hear that cat-like screeching in the wee hours?
The lasagna arrives, and I dig in, buying myself some time.
No.
No? It sounded as if it were being mauled right outside our windows. Maybe it was just in heat.
Unbidden, my eyes flit to Jamie yet again as I take a significant swallow of my wine. He's still in conversation with the woman on his right. He hasn't seen me yet, which is good. It would probably be awkward for him.
Did it sound something like this by chance?
Tom asks, and then proceeds to make the most ungodly screech, a cross between a cat, a siren, and peeling tires. It's ungodly loud, too, drawing attention to our table. I quickly pivot away from Jamie's sightline. Maggie, suppressing a laugh, slaps Tom on the shoulder.
Tom, we're in hole. Show some decorum, for God's sake.
Tom, oblivious, looks to Charlie and me for confirmation.
Mountain lion? Perhaps it was the Modlin Bridge troll, Charlie drawls. Perhaps he found his larder bare of children and made a dash to Sainsbury's.
Tom shakes his head, licking his fork.
Trolls don't eat children. That's witches.
I smile. I could listen to Tom being Tom for hours. I'm also relieved to have the focus off of me for the moment. The servers come back and grab our semi-empty plates.
Excuse me,
Tom asks one of them.
What's the pudding tonight?
Custard,
she answers unexcitedly, already leaving.
I'm well short of it,
Tom says, tossing his napkin on the table.
I could do with some chips, cheese, and beans, actually. I'm starved.
I have chocolate, Maggie suggests. My dad just returned from Brussels. Shall I go get it?
Do,
Charlie jumps in.
Tom, get your coronary special from the kebab van, and we'll all meet back at mine. Oh, and bring your scotch, will you, Maggie? We shall have a proper night in.
He smiles at me.
Ella, will you join? After all, you've had plenty of rest, got what you needed and all that.
It's a plan, I say, smiling back. As we stand, Charlie pauses and drops his head to the side, gazing at the table as though it were a reflecting pool.
There was something else, he mutters. Something I wanted to...
Maggie, some help. Do you recall? He looks at Maggie.
Oh, come. I said we mustn't forget to tell Ella.
Maggie squints.
Tom, do you recall? I'm sure I told you to remind me.
Tom puts his hands on his hips and looks up at the ceiling.
Booger and blast, what was it? Wait, might it have something to do with poetry?
Charlie snaps his fingers.
Got it.
He looks at me.
I saw Davenport today.
Yes, that was it, Maggie cries.
Bang on,
Tom exclaims. I swallow. Oh yeah? When?
This morning, actually. But where?
Charlie turns his gaze contemplatively to the ceiling now.
Ah, right.
He drops his gaze levelly on me.
On our staircase landing.
I move to say something.
Coming out of your room.
I freeze.
Still wearing those velvet trousers?
My mouth drops open. Charlie, Maggie, and Tom are grinning like three cats that ate all the canaries. Charlie reaches over and taps his finger under my chin, closing my mouth.
Careful, darling. You wouldn't want to catch a foot in there now, would you?